Greetings, this is Brian Stovall with the Bryco Group Incorporated, thetechaccountant.com, and this week I wanted to discuss a tax court case that I got to check out and read earlier this week regarding Sandra Ward and her husband Kevin. And this tax court case and ruling is going to hit home for a lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs and taxpayers that actually use their cars or use any type of vehicles for commuting and auto expenses and mileage. And it's going to really give you an outline and an overview of how you should keep your records for deductions on your tax returns regarding your automobile expenses. Now, Mrs. Sandra Ward was a real estate agent in Idaho, and she usually showed properties, she did networking, she did all types of things to basically sell homes in the Idaho area. She was currently, I believe, working in about 3 counties in Idaho, and that covered around 5,000 square miles. So basically, Ms. Ward was putting a lot of mileage on her car. Now, in, I believe, 2005, she bought a BMW X5 to use for business purposes, and she put a lot of mileage on there. So when she purchased the car, she actually was using the mileage deduction and another deduction, which is referred to as a Section 179 deduction. Well, essentially, she filed that tax return. The tax return came up for audit, and the automobile and mileage expenses were challenged by the IRS. And essentially, during the audit, Mrs. Ward and her husband, Kevin, tried to reconstruct mileage records from calendar notes, cell phone records, her day planner, possibly maybe even her iPhone scheduler or some type of smartphone scheduling and information. However, in doing that, she did not satisfy the contemporaneous record requirement. A contemporaneous log is not required, but something that is currently maintained has to be kept by the taxpayer. And in Mrs. Ward's case, what she did is she did not have all of this information going into the audit. She had to basically reconstruct it during the audit. So it's really important for taxpayers to keep accurate records while they are conducting their business, not after the fact. It kind of goes back to being in a reactive position versus a proactive position. If you are proactively keeping your auto expenses and mileage records, you really will not have a problem with the IRS in claiming the deduction. Or basically what I'm saying is it will give you a stronger defense when an audit or a potential review of your tax return comes about by the IRS. So I hope this gives you a brief overview. If you would like to see more details about the tax court case, it will be on the blog, thetechaccountant.com and thebrycogroup.com. And if you'd like to discuss auto mileage expenses or any type of other expenses regarding your tax returns, feel free to reply back to this blog post or this boo. Again, this is Brian Stovall, the Tech Accountant, with this week's Tax Tech Tip. Have a great day.